Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Federica Scarpa from the 38th edition of the Lovers Film Festival, and today I'm in company of Olivier Pillon, director of Lie With Me in all the Lovers section. Hello, Olivier.
Hello.
So, first of all, I'd like that you introduce the film to our listeners.
Oh, it's... I used to say it's a melodramatic movie with a happy ending in a sense. Not really happy. I don't want to tell you about the story, but in a sense. And it's about family secret. It's about the power of talk, you know. When you have the strength to talk, perhaps things can go better, you know. So the movie, it's about that. But the pitch of the movie, it's a writer who comes back after so many years in his hometown, and he meets by chance the son of his first love. But his first love was a man, was a boy, you know what I mean? And suddenly this writer, he doesn't understand. Finally, he discovers that his first love, when they was 17, he had a straight life, you know, with a woman, and that's the start of the movie.
This film is the adaptation of the Philippe Besson book, and what convinced you to make this adaptation?
In fact, there is two parts in the novel. There is a big part with flashback about a teenage love story, a teenage love gay story. And it was really great, but it was no original for me to do a movie. I mean, you know, there is such beautiful and great movies about this kind of subject. But there was another part in the novel, which was the encounter between this writer and his first love son, you know? And I thought it was really original because this is not a love story between them. This is a story of, who goes toward appeasement, you know, the son suffered from the secret of his father, and the writer suffered from also the sins of his first love, you know what I mean? And step by step, they all have the puzzles elements, you know, and they step by step by talking and by, I'm not going to tell you what happened in the movie, but, and finally at the end, it's quite peaceful and I love that. And that's why I wanted to do this movie from that novel, because the end was really, of the novel was really moving for me, and really, I like this one. Finally, okay, you can talk. And finally, it was more easy than you thought.
I read that you made, in fact, some changes in the screenplay comparing to the adaptation.
Yes.
And did you feel free to make these changes?
Of course, because I had the chance that the novelist, Philippe Besson, wrote several scripts before. So he knows that the rules in literature are really different from the rules for a movie, you know. So he knew that, and he told me the greatest betrayals made the best adaptation. Mm-hmm. So betray me, you know what I mean? So I was concerned. I didn't want to betray the spirit of the novel, which is really different. And that mean about this melancholic style, about what he wanted to say exactly, the novelist, you know. But sometimes in a novel, for example, with two words, me in a film, I need three or four scenes to express the same feeling. You know what I mean? So I was the best guard of the spirit of the novel. And that means I could betray, I could change all the story if I keep the spirit.
Watching the film, I thought that they seems like two films that, and also two pieces of the same puzzle.
Exactly.
Because, you know, there's this first part, let's say it's a kind of coming of age. And the second part that is a kind the meeting between the author and the son.
Yes. In fact, in the book, there is two big different parts, you know. And I decided for the movie to mix.
Yes.
And in fact, because they nourish, you know what I mean, themselves. For example, there are things that I say during the past, so I don't need to say it in the present, and in the present. And so finally, to mix these two epochs, I don't know how you say that, it's more dynamic for a movie, and so I hope that you don't have the feeling that there is two stories, but two parts mixed for a big story.
Can you tell me more about how you cast and you work with these two couples of actors?
In fact, for the grown-up actors, in fact, Guillaume de Tonquédec is a very famous actor in France, and Victor Belmondo is a young, but very soon it will be very famous. So it was more usual. It was really strong. And even with Guylaine Londez, she plays the woman of the film. But there was grown-ups, you know, so I worked as usual. But for the couple of the young, there were some issues like the sex scenes, you know. It was my first love story. Usually it's not about love. My movies are not about love. So it was my first love story, and it was my first film with sex scenes and with young people. You know, they were 20. So I had a huge responsibility, and and that was the big issue for them, you know, because I'm responsible, you know, I'm the director. And my producers told me, but how are you going to shoot these scenes? And I told them, we were, you know, making the casting. I told them, I don't know. I will know once I will have chosen my young actors. What I mean by that, it's, I needed some very mature, intelligent young people, and that was the case. So when I chose them, we started to really work together. What does it mean? I show them some scenes from other movies or photographies, and I explained them what I wanted, what were the meanings of the scenes, you know? And I ask them, what did they see in the script, in this scene, blah, 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 blah. And I had the chance that they loved the novel. And in the novel, this scene, these sex scenes are really, really, really hard, more than in my movie. You know what I mean? So my secret, in a sense, was to really work with them. You know, we were, in a sense, both equal. Of course, I was responsible because I was the old one and I was a director. But then I was... And they were incredible. They were incredible for that. And, you know, I went in some other festivals in other countries. So I saw other game movie with sex scenes. And I suddenly realized how the scenes in my movie are really strong. And I don't say that to say, oh, you're a good director. No, I know that. It's because of them. It's thanks to them. You know what I mean? So, no, but that's how I work with them, in simplicity. In fact, my way of working with actors and with all the crew is just talk, 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 talk. You know, I don't love secrets. You know what I mean? When there is a problem, when we don't have enough time, when we don't have enough money, I explain to people and they choose. Okay, they want to be in my movie with me, or they want to be this day with me. I made people choose with the options. But if they choose to be with me, okay, we go.
Thank you very much, Olivier.
Merci. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I'm Federica Scarpa from the 38th edition of the Lovers Film Festival. This is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.